A loud gaggle of teenagers laughed and talked while they bounded along the sidewalk toward him. As they neared, they didn't seem deterred by his imposing presence, but rather ignored it altogether. Ethan shook his head and put an arm out to Vanessa to shield her as they bustled around him, caught up in their raucous conversation. But his hand touched empty air. Ethan jerked to look beside him, but Vanessa was gone. What in the ever-loving fuck? He whirled to stare after the teenagers who were already well past him, but she wasn't anywhere in sight. His entire body went cold. He backtracked along the sidewalk and pushed by the bubbling group of young townsfolk, who paused only marginally to give him a puzzled look. Sweat started to dampen his clothes, the robe seeming to weigh heavier and heavier as he wrenched back his hood and swiveled his head to search one way and then the other. How could he have lost track of her? How could he have possibly not noticed her slipping away? Goddamn distractions! He always lost his focus around her. He swept his gaze down side streets as he passed them, and though there were several blonde pedestrians ambling along, none of them were Vanessa. The icy tingle of panic raced through him as he spun and headed in a new direction. He started to cross the street, fixated on a spot where he'd seen the flash of a blue blouse, and he nearly collided with a string of cyclists streaking by. When he reached the other side, he wove through clusters of wandering townspeople, peering around them for any sign of her. He gritted his teeth and jogged ahead, elbowing his way past startled pedestrians. He tossed a glance down one avenue and then another and another. Nothing. Until he caught sight of a broad-backed figure at the opening to an alley across the street. A shabby brown shirt spanned the bulky shoulders, which the man seesawed stiffly when he bent forward over something. The figure made a sudden movement and pivoted to reveal his profile. Ethan stopped dead. It was the leather merchant, and he was gripping Vanessa's wrist high in the air so that she was on her tiptoes, face pale and mouth stretched open, while the merchant ran his big, grubby hand down her arm, examining her. Every color in Ethan's vision went vivid as a wave of fire roared through his gut. He shot forward into the street and shoved himself off the back of a rickety wagon that hurtled by. His clenched jaw sent spasms of pain down his neck, and his heart hammered as he barreled straight toward the merchant, who had pulled Vanessa farther back into the alley. He lunged at the man and seized a fistful of his shirt to haul him back. The merchant stumbled and jerked to face him, Vanessa's wrist still clamped in his brawny fingers. Get the fuck away from her! But the merchant did not let go. He only smiled with a sinister glint in his eye. I am not done with her yet. Vanessa turned to Ethan, her chin trembling.
He says I stole one of his wallets.
Ethan met the man's glare. He knows damn well you didn't. He's looking for an excuse. Ethan narrowed his eyes as the merchant grinned. Except now he's looking at a fuckload of trouble. Let her go. Craig de Tearing. The man spat the words as he straightened. He was bigger than he had first appeared behind his makeshift vendor's booth. I have heard of you, Miranoika, and you do not frighten me like you do these other sheep in town. Ethan took a slow step toward him. Good. Then you won't run before I put you in your place. Ethan nodded slowly toward Vanessa, never taking his eyes off the merchant. Let her go. Now. The merchant eyed Ethan and then opened his hand one finger at a time. Vanessa pulled her arm away and cradled it against her belly as she backed toward Ethan. She leaned down to grab the green ball of Gouda from the street where it had been dropped and stood off to Ethan's right. The merchant seesawed his shoulders with the sound of cracking wood and pointed a thick index finger at Ethan's masked face. Maybe you have my wallet, Herrenjong. You will pay for it. 300 euros. Ethan cocked his head. You sure you want to stick with that bullshit story? The man grinned wider, and the mangled flesh around the notch in his jaw twitched. If you will not pay, then give me what was stolen. The big dumb fuck wasn't budging. Time to make him regret it.